Judy Schwender, curator of collections for the National Quilt Museum in Paducah, stands in front of a display wall full of quilts.
We have a wonderful quilt by George Siciliano called Illusions, and it is probably not quite a foot square.
She points at Siciliano's piece, a log cabin quilt with kaleidoscope colors twisting out from a central square. Each block in the tiny piece measures roughly 1 square inch and includes 36 to 72 minuscule pieces of fabric.
Now, George is a big guy. He's over 6 foot tall. He's an ex-Marine. He has great big hands. And he is able to sew all these little pieces of fabric.
Tall George Siciliano and his tiny artwork represent a growing minority in the quilting world, men who quilt and who quilt beautifully. Schwender says their work makes up a small percentage of the National Quilt Museum's collection. A group of 7 men have produced roughly 10% of the museum's 445 pieces, but the art they have produced is noteworthy. The piece Air Show by Jonathan Shannon has even been dubbed one of the top 100 quilts of the 20th century. The quilt world, Schwender says, is changing slowly.
Whether it's a big increase in men that are actually involved or if it's just a big increase in men that are actually willing to admit they're involved, there's quite a bunch now.
That's John Flynn, a former civil engineer from Billings, Montana, who's been a quilter for 32 years. Schwender says he used to quilt in airports on his way to bridge projects. Now he owns Flynn Quilt Frame Company, which sells quilting tools he has invented, including a special quilt frame for use with home sewing machines. Flynn says while female quilters have always welcomed him into their guilds and groups, others used to find his sewing interests confusing and tried to make excuses for it. They would even misinterpret advertising photos of him quilting in a Bentwood rocking chair.
Looked at the Bentwood rocker in the wrong way and thought it was a wheelchair and thought that I was a quilter because I was crippled. So there were a lot of people that couldn't accept that I was quilting just because I really loved to quilt.
Or when he went to fabric stores in the 1980s, he sometimes had this experience.
The clerks were reluctant to talk to you. And I was asked many times if I wasn't sent with a list. They didn't think I was buying fabric for myself.
Now, of course, Flynn gets recognized in many quilt stores. George Siciliano, the big man with the tiny quilts, says he also caught some flack from his Marine buddies when he talked about his quilting, until he told them about his numerous quilting awards. The resident of Lebanon, Pennsylvania, marched in the Marine Drum and Bugle Corps long before he started quilting in 1997. He says he became fascinated with quilt design after years of accompanying his wife to shows. He also says not only did the quilt world influence his life, but as a man, he began to influence it in return, especially when he joined a guild board.
I was told that by the women in the guild, that the complexion of the board meetings changed, because where they used to talk about lady things, they didn't do that anymore. It was strictly quilting, let's get done, have our refreshments, and get out of there.
Bonnie Browning is the executive show director for the American Quilter Society, and she says Siciliano's story is not unusual. Many men pick up needles and thread after years of attending shows with their wives, and she also suggests cash prizes might have had something to do with that.
When they gave that first $10,000 prize here in Paducah, that really was the first time anybody had put a value of more than $50 or $100 on a quilt. And so in that vein, today we give $120,000 away at this Paducah show.
Yet despite this new value placed upon the craft, Judy Schwender, Bonnie Browning, and John Flynn doubt that men will comprise more than a small fraction of the quilting population in the future. Browning attributes this to the male tendency to associate quilting with women's work. Flynn, however, believes quilting is too social for most men because quilt guilds typically involve considerable amounts of chatting. But whatever the reason for it, George Siciliano jokes that he's okay with the imbalance.
A lot of guys spend their weekends different ways. I spend them usually with a bunch of women. There's nothing wrong with that.
And lucky for him, it just might stay that way. For WKMS News, I'm Casey Northcutt.